IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Viewpoints here on IRIB English Radio. In the studio with me, I'm joined with my two honorable brothers and special guests, Brother Habib and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so very much for being with us and sharing with us your time. It's an honor, as always, to be able to have insightful and exciting discussions with you guys. Today, usually I feel like the discussions we have are so passionate and fiery, which is a good thing, you know. As a listener, I'd like to listen to...
With your popcorn, of course.
I'd like to listen to vibrant discussions. But today's topic, I chose a mellow one, right? I chose a mellow one that we can just agree on and nod our heads and smile and in agreement. I wanted to... And it's important now, especially because I feel like the world has, someone hit the restart button on the world after the pandemic, and now we're refiguring out how to navigate in society again after isolation and quarantine and the paranoia that came with not having physical contact with anyone. And now we have to relearn certain things, and maybe it's a good chance for us to reestablish certain values and rediscover assets and capitals that we have within our culture, our religious culture. One of those cultures I find is the masajid, right? The masajid, and maybe not even necessarily masjid per se, not that place where the khutbah has been recited and it has certain religious sanctities. Centers, Husayniyat, in Farsi, they have a lot of synonyms for these words, right? And just places of gathering and how important they are in our religious identity.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Brother Ali, do you think that there's a connection between Muharram and such places or Masajid in any way?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Definitely, because Muharram has been actually revived, and the story and the event of Karbala and the concept of Ashura has been revived in the course of history in masajid and masjids. But with regard to the first question of yours, and a part of your explanations, you referred to Husayniyat and Taqiyya and other places like masjids. I want to say that that's true, but the focus mainly should be in the masajid.
Mm.
For us, I think the role that a masjid can play cannot be seen in other places, whether they are sacred places and they are good places for ibadah and worship. I do not want to say that they are not good, but masjid is something else. And
how
I think
so?
They cannot be compared to the masajid. And their importance, the importance of masajid is beyond the actually capability and capacity of the other places.
Why though? What qualities do you think the masjid has?
Because Husayniyat and usually other places like Taqiyya has been built and has been made for secondary purposes, to solve some issues, for example, for attendance of people, to have, for example, in case there are some issues for the people to attend in masajid, there is a second place. But even for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in order to talk about Imam Hussein and actually revive the mourning or azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, masjid is more recommended to say, because masjid has a role of creating a civilization.
Why can't we create that civilization?
Look, civilization is not going to be made overnight, but civilization actually is being made in ages, in years, and let's say in decades. when people actually exit from that sense of individualism and living in a community that everyone has no relation with the other, so nothing will happen. When they gather 5 times or 3 times in masajid, it means that they can see each other, share ideas with each other, pray together. And this is the best place to, again, stand, let's say, and establish the morning ceremonies for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Why can't the Husseiniyat have the same purpose?
I didn't say that they cannot have the same purpose, but the priority goes with the masajid, right?
Because of its sanctity.
And look, because for the Husseiniyat, actually, we have not been ordered to establish Husseiniyat or
Takaya, them, yeah.
Right? But we have been ordered to attend masajid, and we have been said, and in the narrations, we have been said and ordered, and we have been recommended to attend salat congregational prayers.
Yeah.
Look, because masjid by itself is a purifying place.
House of God.
Yeah, house of God purifies. Actually, even attending in the masajid purifies a person.
True.
So where better than masjid to where that the moment of which actually you are being purified and at the same time you are talking and listening to the mourning of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Mm.
So the sacred of both issues actually can coincide to each other, and the outcome of which would be inshallah something completely divine. In hadith from Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, he says beautifully that when you refer to a masjid, 8 things happens to you. Eight important, let's say, events happens to you. First, you understand the divine verses of Allah. Second, you will find friendship. Third, your knowledge will be increased. Fourth, there is a rahman blessing of God. Fifth, you will be hearing something that makes you to be guided to the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And also, actually, you will be you'll get rid of sins, and you will not be Allah will give you a power not to commit sins.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you will be more humble in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. If I made a good translation, a rough translation of the Imam alayhi salam. So you see, these are the functions and functionality of a masjid. In this place, so it is good to go and attend and see. In a masjid in which is located in a community, all the people neighboring and people in the vicinity of masjid know each other. They share the ideas. That's why in those still traditional places, you cannot find thieves to grow up in that region, right?
Mm.
Because no one, even if a person wants to actually to steal something, because he cannot do that because everyone knows him. Mm. But in an individual society,
he'd have to go steal from another neighbor.
Neighbors do not know each other, right?
True.
No one knows each other. In case, for example, and
they
lives. Individuality that Satan is very strong. In congregation, Satan is not that strong. Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. Right? Allah is with congregations.
I beg to differ with that point.
Though. Sorry?
I beg to differ with that. I'm not sure whether it's because I'm super introverted. And when I go into a community or a group of people, I don't enjoy it at all. And I think there's some evil forces.
It really goes back to you.
Or I feel that sins occur more in congregation than they do in isolation. You go into congregation, you gossip, you backbite, you look at a person a certain way, you judge, you...
There are a couple of things I want to add to you and you. First of all,
You can't change my mind. Don't add me.
Thank you very much. We finished on that. Allah, from the beginning of the availability of masjids during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been the community center. It's been the community center. Various events take place over there. There's a difference
with community, with masjid differs, with crowded, with community, with attending jama'ah differs.
Differs.
Why do you
that?
Have to rain on my parade like that?
Yeah, okay. There's because also on the Salat al-Jum'ah, you have to go out. Anyways, Or it could be for the fact that...
يضل يسمع الجماعة.
At the end of the day, yes.
As far as you are in individualism, in individuality, Satan is very strong and powerful.
Yes, that's true. The masjid makes community. And what makes Muslims strong is actually the fact that we are a community. Okay, we are brothers. Like, how do I know that? What are you going to need? Because we have the saying that a man came to Imam Sadiq. He said, one of your companions stays at home.
It was me.
One of the commanders stays on. He says, then how does he go out to see his brothers and sisters? How does he go to his brothers? How does he do qada hawaj? He helps them, he aids them. How does he pray? How does he learn?
Definitely.
How does he take the news from his time?
It doesn't apply to my time. It's the age of internet. I have the world at my fingertips, and my family doesn't even live in this country.
Even case, you want to be an expert? Closed. You want to be an expert? Go ahead. That's up to you. But the strength of Muslims is actually when we sit down as a community.
We see
each other, body seeing each other, not sitting down with your phones and virtually seeing each other. Now, that's one thing. Another thing is that the masjid, like my brother has pointed out, that the masjid should be the first place for us to do the ceremonies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I agree to some extent.
Sheikh, I not say that it has to be.
Not has to, but that's better to be in the masjid.
Better to be, yeah, exactly.
Not in a Husseiniyah. It's virtual. Better when you have a masjid in a Husseiniyah, pick the masjid. To some extent, I believe that's true, especially after prayers, like people are already there. Talk about Imam Hussein. You guys come together, talk about Imam Hussein. But there are some kind of, let's say, adab, manners in the masjid,
etiquettes
that we must follow. The concept of Tasleet al-subyan wal majanin, letting the people with mental disabilities and children enter the mosques and to play in the mosques.
What about it?
It is unrecommended to do so.
We have been told, again, the solution has been told to us, to kick children to the masjid so that they learn how to go to masjid.
Exactly.
Right?
That's when you know that they're going
to
learn.
So the intention of the people with that is not to take them to masjid to play, right?
Can they control them?
Sorry?
We're talking ideas right now.
So the learning is again involved here.
When you take them to masjid.
So this is what I'm saying. Since we're talking about masajid, I started with saying that masajid or, right? Because a lot of Western countries don't have the privilege of establishing a masjid for their community. Thank you so very much, gentlemen, for your input. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. I hope you had some positive takeaways from today's discussion as well. Until another greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma ij'al mahya ya mahya Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.